Hello and welcome to another episode of Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. So, today's episode is about the new movie that they have on Arrow streaming, which is called Deadly Games, which I started watching and features a woman with large breasts revealing those breasts early in the movie, right after the opening credits. All I watched was the opening credits and this woman's tits. So I watched like the first 5 minutes. So I really don't have much to say about it right now. Got me thinking about Arrow, though, and the movies on there, and thinking about a certain type of kind of like Hitchcockian, De Palma-esque violent thrillers where there's a serial killer with a knife stabbing beautiful women with big tits. And it's, you know, it's related to the slasher movies of the 80s, and these movies also were released in the 80s, but it's a different kind of thing. It's a different kind of movie. It's like the Dress to Kill movie. Like, that was kind of like the first one that kind of started them. If Halloween was the first slasher movie, then Dress to Kill is the first movie that I'm talking about. And Deadly Games is one of those movies, and I was just thinking about other movies on Arrow, like Blood Rage, which is more of a slasher movie. It's more of like the on the slasher side of things. And then that movie, The Wind. There's a movie called The Wind on Arrow. Did I say Shudder? Fuck. I meant to say Arrow. On Arrow, that I don't think I've watched. Maybe I started it. And then there's a movie called Blood Tide, I think, which I think I watched, which is like an island horror movie or something. A horror movie that takes place on an island. I don't know if that was Blood Tide. If it was, yes, I think that was Blood Tide, and I did finish watching that. So, Steve Railsback is in this one. Is in Dangerous Games. I'm just going to pull up the Arrow streaming app. And last time this worked, it didn't bump me out, so hopefully it works again this time. Deadly Games, that's what it's called, not Dangerous Games. Deadly Games, directed by Scott Mansfield, also written by Scott Mansfield, 1982, United States, 1 hour, 35 minutes. Quote, Steve Railsback, famed for his unhinged performance as Charles Manson in 1976's TV miniseries Helter Skelter, is at his sinister best as a troubled Vietnam vet in 1982's Deadly Games, a tale of madness, murder, and adultery from writer director Scott Mansfield. So he actually did play Charles Manson, which I didn't realize. He played him in Helter Skelter, which I've never seen. So yeah, more on this movie later when I watch more of it. I'll get back to you about it. I kind of wish I didn't read that because I've only watched a tiny bit of it. But I wanted to give you a taste. Give you a little intro. I mean, that didn't give anything away, so I'm not too worried about it. I'm not stressing it. So, I mean, you could say that even knowing that Steve Railsback is in the movie is a spoiler. So anyway, I read Statins and Coffee, which is a chapter from the book I'm reading, Leave Society. So I'm now on page 213. I'm assuming it's between 300 and 400 pages. And, yeah, it's a good chapter. It's about his parents, his dad eating statins, his mom drinking coffee, and sneaking away to buy it, and how store-bought coffee has weird sugars in it and stuff. I don't know. So, that's that. And then I also heard back from my therapist. He wants to talk to me. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. We're going to try to appeal my doctor's decision to discharge me, which is the reason I can no longer get my medication, which is the reason I'm no longer taking it. But after I heard from him today, I decided to take half a pill, and I'm feeling it. I'm feeling pretty good. I prefer to not be on medication, and what I realized is it really sucks, and it's really bullshit. This whole thing, this whole system is just feeding into the pharmaceutical industry, and they make these powerful drugs that you get hooked on, and they make it hard for you to get off of them, so that you have to keep buying them, and your insurance has to keep paying for them, and the pharmaceutical companies keep making more money, and it's all racket, it's all bullshit, And it is really hard to get off of this medication. I mean, what I've been taking is half a pill 5 times a week. And now I'm taking half a pill maybe once or twice a week, depending on what happens. And it's hard. It's hard to get off of them. They're much more addictive than weed. They're more addictive than other drugs. These are addictive drugs that the pharmaceutical industry is peddling. And I'm on one of them. It's called sertraline. So I wouldn't recommend going on any medication, kids. But medications can also be really helpful. So it is a two-sided coin. It's a double-sided dagger. I don't know what the phrase is to use here. I don't know what phrase to use here, but I was thinking about, because I've been listening to that Tarantino interview special on the Empire Film podcast, I've been thinking about the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood novel, and I've been thinking about ordering the hardcover special edition copy of it. It is now $15 on Amazon, by the way. So I put it on my list. I will order it. The thing, Blu-ray, is like $19 for some reason, but Chaos by Tom O'Neill, I think that's his name, is $17, I think. So I got that, and I got Once Upon a Time in Hollywood hardcover on my Amazon list. So I'm up to like $30. I think it's $32 and change right now for my order for those two books, both involving Charles Manson in the 1960s. So I think that might be my order right there. It qualifies for free shipping, so I'll let you know what happens with that. I just had an early dinner. It's 3:00 p.m. Friday, January 7th, 2022. This show is called Video Nasties. My name is Maxwell Haddad. Thank you for listening. This episode is about Deadly Games, which can be watched on the Arrow streaming app. I'm gonna go smoke more weed and listen to some music. Right now, I'm listening to English. That's English with an I. By Shub Saran, which can be found on Apple Music. It's cool, it's instrumental, it's got kind of like a, I guess, a Middle Eastern flavor to some of it, which is cool. And yeah, so I'm gonna listen to a little more of that, listen to the Quentin Tarantino interview special once again. And then I'm gonna go watch Deadly Games. So I hope you have a good night. I might be back on later. If not, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you again for listening. Peace. Hello and welcome to Video Nasties. I'm Max Cherry. Thank you for listening. I'm back on the Deadly Games episode. I'm gonna take a hit and then I'm gonna chat you up a little bit. Smoke if you got 'em. Let me sterilize first. Uh-oh. Having lighter issues. Might have to run inside and get another lighter. I need to buy a new one. That's what I need to do. Chin chin. It's currently almost 7:30 p.m. on Friday, January 7th, 2022. But Wednesday for me, hump day for me, even though I didn't go into work today because the weather was shitty and terrible. And now it's all freezing, but I'll probably end up going in tomorrow anyway. Because I don't think the weather is supposed to be bad tomorrow. So I was just watching Deadly Games and then I fell asleep. I can't seem to remember a goddamn thing from this movie. Except that a killer is stalking beautiful women. I'm a little bit pissed at myself, and I'm a little bit pissed at this show, Video Nasties, because I revealed that Steve Railsback's character is a World War II vet or a Vietnam vet from reading the description on this show. I just thought I should read a little bit for the intro to the episode. I should kind of read the intro to the description. And then I found that out, and that kind of pissed me off a little bit. And then I watched the movie, and I didn't see Steve Railsback unless he's the killer. And I didn't see any evidence that he was a Vietnam vet, but I also fell asleep. And it also doesn't matter. So I was lucky enough upon waking to find another Quentin Tarantino podcast app. This time it's on the show Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. It was published December 15th. Somehow I missed it. They didn't mention it on the New Beverly website. So I'm gonna go back to listening to that. I'm gonna smoke some more weed, and then the new episode is gonna come out in about a half hour, and I'm gonna promote that a little bit. I'm not sure what episode it is. I can't remember now because I'm high. I probably shouldn't start guessing because then I'll give away what the upcoming episodes are. I hope you enjoyed the Mad Love episode. And yeah, that's all I'll say about that. I'll cut it off there. Thank you for listening. I'll be back soon. Peace. Hey, it's me, Max Cherry, and I'm talking to you at almost 3 in the morning on Saturday, January 8th, 2022. I just woke up. I was watching The Yakuza, written by Paul Schrader and his brother, I believe, and directed by Sydney Pollack, starring Robert Mitchum. I like this movie. I thought it was kind of interesting, kind of boring, sort of lopsided. I thought the romantic stuff didn't really jive with the kind of more like actiony crime Yakuza stuff. But there is one sequence that I'm actually just remembering as I'm talking about it, where a guy gets his hand sliced off with a samurai sword, and this shit is crazy. It's like a crazy action sequence. It's like the best action sequence I've seen in a while. It almost reminded me of Tarantino. It was almost like Tarantino level action scene. But kind of like a low key action scene where they're like in a room, like in a small room, like a small space, and that's where the action scene takes place, which reminds me of the apartment scene at the beginning of Pulp Fiction, which is one of my favorite action sequences of all time. So yeah, I like the Yakuza, and what's kind of really exciting about this episode is that I'm going to, for the first time on this show, I'm going to get more into the project that I'm working on, the script that I'm writing right now, which I'm really not going to get that much into, but it may or may not have something to do with the movie I just watched last night, The Yakuza. So, okay, fine. Some things that I saw in that movie and some things that I took from that movie and learned from that movie, I will apply and utilize in the script that I'm writing now. So that's actually all I'm going to say about it. It's currently, I believe, 25 degrees Fahrenheit. It's freezing. I'm sitting in my car waiting for it to warm up. I'm gonna listen to some Earl Sweatshirt, smoke some weed, and then I'm gonna go watch a Godzilla movie, which I will talk about tomorrow. So you'll hear about it then. So thank you for listening. I'm gonna sign off, and I'll be back on soon. Peace. Also, I'm still listening to the Conan O'Brien podcast episode with Quentin Tarantino, and I'm loving it. It's funny, it's entertaining. I like thinking of Quentin Tarantino as the would-be stand-up comedian. He said, if you go back and listen to the Joe Rogan interview, I think it was either the Joe Rogan interview or the Marc Maron interview from earlier this year. Tarantino said that he had plans to be a stand-up comedian, and I can see that. Especially when he's talking to comedians. So yeah, people like Joe Rogan, Marc Maron, and now Conan O'Brien. He is a very funny guy. And the interview is very funny, and I recommend it for everyone. And they spend a lot of time talking about 1960s television shows, which I thought was interesting. And I love hearing Tarantino talk about that stuff. So check it out and keep listening to Video Nasties. I wanted to add one thing about my medication. So I've been smoking weed while taking my medication, and I prefer to smoke while I'm not on medication. I prefer the effect that it has on me, but as I said previously, it's very difficult to get off of these meds once you're on them, so I wouldn't recommend going on them for anyone unless you really need them, unless you're really down in the dumps, really depressed, really anxious, unable to function, your OCD is taking over your life. If these things are true for you, then medication might be right for you, but I'm also not the person to ask about this and talk to about this, so talk to a healthcare professional. I'm still working on getting off sertraline, and I'm going to keep smoking weed, whether or not I'm on it. Thank you for listening. Peace.